اپنا نام سامنے پرسد جگ پرسدھ ہے جگتاؤں کی شکایت نام سب کرتا کون سکتا ہے It is science. It is not power. It is power. It is very easy and sublime. But at the same time, the spell and strength of Maya is so strong that he does not allow to accept this very easy, at the same time, sublime, spiritual cross. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that out of many hundreds of thousands and millions of people, somebody is interested in spiritual realization. Namaskaram Sahasresu. Out of many hundreds of thousands, one is interested. This is not only in this place, but in the material world, that is the disease. Nobody is interested in spirituality. That is materiality. And Jatakama Vishijana, and amongst persons who are trying to get perfection in spiritual realization or have actually understood spiritual identity, out of them, out of many such, elevated wise men, somebody may know what is Krishna. But Krishna is so kind that he wants to make himself known to everyone. That is his mind. Krishna is more anxious to accept us than we are anxious to accept Krishna. Therefore, Krishna comes in his person as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Sometimes he sends his representative, sometimes he sends his son, bona fide devotee, and sometimes he comes as a devotee himself to canvass. Please come to me. Please come to me. Krishna is so kind. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, we find that Krishna himself came and canvassed through Arjuna that Sarva Dharmān Parityajya Māṁ Ekaṁ Saraṇaṁ Vraja. My dear Arjuna, not only Arjuna is representative of the living entity. So he is appealing to all living entities, especially all human beings, anywhere and everywhere, that you just surrender unto me, come unto me, and then I shall get you released from all sinful reactions of your life. Om Kam Sarva Papi Bha Mokha Shan. as a theme for June. He's Krishna's personal friend. He's always with Krishna. He's eternal associate. He's talking with Krishna. Just imagine his position. He's still Krishna says, Ahamkam sarva papibhyo. I shall give you relief from all sinful reactions. This means that a person like Arjuna, who can talk face to face with Krishna, is supposed to have sinful activities of life. Otherwise, why Krishna says, Ahamkam sarva papibhyo, I shall get you relief from all sinful reactions. That means even Krishna and even Arjuna was subjected to sinful activities. This world is so many that even if we do not want to be sinful, this happens, sometimes it's so mad that we will be obliged to commit sin. It is necessary. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that this place is padam padam jada vipadam. This material world is full of danger in every state. That is very nice. But samasritam rekhadapallavam plavam. Mahatpadam punna jato murare. Havambuhi pasta padam param padam. Padam padam jada vipadana na tisha. It's very nice poetry. Srimad Bhagavatam, in every verse, very poetic genius. Now, you see in this verse, vatsa padam, param padam, padam padam, just vipadana na tisha. Padam padam, you see. Anupra. What is padam in English? Same one repeated? Yes. That's the vatsa padam padam. Param padam, padam padam, vipadam, that is also padam. Nice. So, the meaning of this verse is that bhavambudhi, bhavambudhi means these material mishaps, ocean of mishaps. It is the ocean of ignorance, mishaps. This is called bhavambudhi. But one has to cross over this Nithai, ocean of Nithai. And how to cross over? Now, samasthitam padapallavam. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet as the boat for crossing over this ocean of Nithai. For him, Bhavambhuri, this great ocean becomes Vatsapadam. Vatsapadam means just as you have known that experience in India, in village, during rainy season, the cows and the calves pass on the road and there is impression. And there is some water. That is called vatsapadam. Water in the pot or in the pool, impressed by the hoof of the cow and calf. That water, anyone, such a 100-cup water spot, one can cross very easily. Similarly, if anyone takes shelter of the boat, the lotus feet of Krishna, for him, this great portion of nectar becomes just like bhakti. That means very easily one can come. And this place, padam padam jadvipada, this material world, where in every stage there is danger, this place is not for them. For whom? One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. But unfortunately, we take this ocean of nirvana as very pleasant place. This is the spell of Maya, where there is danger in every state. But we are thinking that we are very happy, we are advancing in material civilization, and as far as we can imagine that we are very prosperous, then this is called Maya. He cannot appreciate that in every state there is danger in this material. Just for example, just like I am coming from Boston here by aeroplane, it is very nice, it's covered. But as soon as you get on the aeroplane, every second there is danger. Because there is no guarantee. There is no guarantee. Similarly, we may crossing over this street, or there is danger. Recently, in Delhi, one of our god nephew, he was crushed by motor accident. Completely crushed. He fell down, and the motor car passed over him, and all the bones were crushed, as it is later. So, we should know that this place is not at all safe. At any moment there is danger. Padam padam jadvipada. Therefore, in the Chanakya Pandit's version, it is said, that if you want to have spiritual realization, then you should always think that death is coming and danger is coming immediately. That should be our attitude. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that those who are intelligent persons, those who are making progress to become wiser, for them, four things should be kept always in view. What is that? Janamitu Jarabhyasi Dukko Dosanu Darsana. We may feel that we are very safe and we are making a good advancement in economic development, but there is no solution for these four problems as enunciated by Bhagavad Gita. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. There is no solution for birth. There is so much attempt for birth control all over the world. But still, in every minute or every second, some percentage of population is increased. Janma, Mrityu, similarly, there are so many attempts to discover scientific measures to stop death, but it's not possible. Death is taking place. Rather, in the present age, death is taking place earlier than in years ago. Normally, people are living say 100 years, 80 years, 90 years. And now it is, a man is living at for 70 years, 60 years. If a man lives for 80 years, then he is considered to be very. But time will come as you get information from Srimad Bhagavatam that at the end of this age, Kali Yuga, if a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered as a grand old man. So practically, we are not making any progress. And materially, it is not possible to make any progress. It is sensual maya, illusion. We are actually not making any progress, but we are thinking that we are making progress. This is called spell of maya. But the real problem is that we should understand that this place is full of danger. And Bhagavad Gita, it is satisfied. This place, Dukkhalayam Akasanam, this place is full of misery and Akasanam. Even if you accept, or let it be miserable, I don't mind. I shall remain. People say, practically, you don't want any other world, you don't want, don't believe in heaven, or you don't believe in Vaikuntha. We want to make ourselves happy, they say. But some authorities, like Krishna or Bhagavad Gita, we understand that this place is meant for suffering. This is called Dukkhalayam Akasatam. Even if we agree to live in this miserable place, because everyone will want to live. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to die. Suppose we are sitting here and if there is some death signal, or we shall at once clear it from this place, it is fine. Because we do not want to die. That is a fact. So, but this place is ratified by Krishna as Dukkhalayam Akasatam. It is a place of misery. At the same time, it is temporary. Temporary. As today, I entered in your country, Canada, for the first time, and the time limit was given there by the immigration that we cannot live here or stay here more than this time. Similarly, even if I think, oh, Canada is a very nice place, Montreal is a very nice place, let me stay here, or the immigration department will not allow me to stay. Similarly, if you think that this material world is very nice, let me stay here. Oh, the higher authorities, there are higher authorities like there are authorities in the immigration department. Similarly, there are higher authorities in the management of these worldly affairs. So for us, he will not allow you to stay. You have to change your body. Actually, a living entity is eternal. But the problem is that he is changing body. Just like either I may live at Canada or USA or India, I can live somewhere. But nobody will allow me to stay except in my own country. Nobody will allow me to stay for long time. Similarly, this is not your place. This material world is foreign country for you. This material. We belong to the spiritual world. We belong to the world where life is eternal, where life is blissful, and where there is no ignorance. Just like Krishna's body is described in the Brahma Samhita and other Vedic literature, that Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Satchidananda Vigraha means his body is made of a spiritual ignorance, soft and cheap, full of knowledge and ananda, and full of bliss. In the Vedanta Sutra also, it is stated about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of the Absolute Truth, as Anandamaya Vyasa. By nature, he is full of bliss, the Absolute Truth, Absolute Person. You see, the personal picture, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita is enjoyed in blissfulness. This Radha and Krishna, this is enjoyment. But this enjoyment is not like here the young boys and young girls enjoy. It is not like that. Because here the Ananda is temporary. It is not eternal. But that Ananda, Radha Krishna Pranayati, is eternal bliss. So, Krishna is canvassing everyone. That you come to me. Here also, you will have this eternal ananda. Eternal peacefulness. You are after loving affairs. But here in this material world, actually, there is no love. It is only lust. And even if we have said that this is love, it will not exist. It will be finished. Therefore, in Vedic literature, we find that Ramante Jogina Alante. Those who are jogi, those who are transcendental, they also, every one of us is seeking after pleasure, ananda. But the yogi, either dhyana yogi, or karma yogi, or bhakta yogi, there are different kinds of yogi. But the yogi means the person who wants to connect himself with the eternal habit. That is called yogi. One who is not satisfied with this temporary material habit. Just like Shankaracharya. He also says the Brahma Tattva Jagannitya. You are trying to derive pleasure from this material. But it is false. He also says, if you want real pleasure, then Brahma shall come. You have to seek pleasure in the Brahma. Similarly, we find in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the instructions of Rishabdev, he says, his instruction is, son, Tapo dipama putrata jena suddheta satya jasma brahma sukham tanantam. He is advising his sons. His sons means everyone. He is advising. What is that? Na ayama deha deho phajana vibhuti Tashtan kamana rahati vir bhujanati. My dear friends, this human form of bhakti is not meant for continuously hard labor, simply for sex enjoyment. Simply for sex enjoyment. Because in this material world, the enjoyment, the highest enjoyment one can perceive, that is sex. Therefore, in the material world, those who are materialists, they are trying to exact happiness simply by that sex life. We find so many pictures, naked pictures, this picture, that picture. Why? Because they have no other information of happiness. That is the happiness. Oh. They have no other information. In many places, the sex enjoyment is difficult. In another place it is stated, Janamayanavi Grihamedi Sukham Mitucham. The Grihamedi, the so-called family man, they are working harder, so hard. Why? Because they have got that point of happiness, that's all. Another poet, he is singing, a Krishna poet. He is the Atapa, Bhata Bhadishana, Edina Jamini Jari, Bhifale Sevino Kripana Durajana, Chapala Sukha Lava Lagi. He is the Atapa Bhata Bhadishana. Now, those who are working, they have no consideration that there is snowfall or there is scorching heat. Sito atapa bhava, severe cold. And Bharishana means heavy torrents of rain. Or he has to go to the office and work. Sito atapa bhava Bharishana. Edina Jamini Jarile, night duty. These are serious strike of laboring. And the poet says, Sito Atapa Bhata Varishana Edina Jamini Jarile. Why? Now, be for a saving of Kripana Durajana, Chopala Sukhala Bhagavi. For that momentary happiness. And working so everywhere in the Vedic literature, this life, this materialistic way of life, is condemned. It's condemned. So Rishabdev says that this life is meant for tapasya, tapa. Tapa vidvama putraka. My dear son, you are so, if you think that this human form of life is meant for sex happiness and working great and dying so hard, this life is not meant for that purpose. That is visible in the cats and dogs and house life. They are also laboring the whole day and satisfied by success. So your life is not meant for them. Then what is it meant for? He says, tapaha. It is meant for tapasya, austerity, penance. We are taking so much pains also. Don't you think this material is there earning and they are making so improvement without any labor, without any tapasya? No. They are also laboring there and that's going and severe austerity. That's nice. But here it is said, tapa divyam. You have to undergo austerities and penance for God realization. Divyam. Suppose Vidvan Putrata. Why? Why not with material? Or why God is a language and day? It is very nicely stated. That supposing bomb, Jina, Satya, Suddhi, if you accept this tamasya or opportunity for God realization, then your existential and position will be purified. At the present moment, due to my material condition and life, because I have got this material body, therefore, by pleasure, I am hankering after pleasure, but whatever pleasure I am acquiring, that is not permanent or fleeting or simply illusion. But that hankering after pleasure is your constitutional position, because you are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, who is Anandamaya Vyasa, who is by nature blissful, and you are part and parcel of that blissful Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, your nature is also blissful. That is a fact. But you are seeking pleasure or blissfulness in a place where it is not possible. Suppose this Pangaputrakadina Shuddhi the Satya, and by purification of your existential position, the result is Dasmad Brahma Sukham. Brahma means the greatest. Brahma means the greatest, and who comes in contact with Brahma, he also becomes great. That is called Brahma. So, if you accept austerity in this life, and don't behave like cats and dogs and hogs, simply for sex pleasure, then the result will be that your existence will be purified by faith in realized eternal happiness, ananda, which has no end, no beginning, no end, actually in this world. So, this knowledge of Brahma Sarkham is in so many ways, they are instructed in Vedic literature. We have got volumes and volumes of Vedic literature. First we have got the four Vedas, then we have got the Upanishads, then we have got Vedanta Sutra, then we have got Mahabharata, Ramayana, then Srimad Bhagavatam, so many. One book, Srimad Bhagavatam, it contains 18,000 verses. Mahabharata contains hundreds of thousands of verses. There are 18 Puranas and 108 Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra, immense literature for understanding what is Brahma Sukham. These literatures are meant for the human society, not for the cat society, dog society. The great sages of India, especially that day, he labored so hard and delivered so valuable literature to us. There is opportunity. It was the duty of India to distribute this knowledge all over the world. This immense treasure of knowledge. Unfortunately, so far we have studied that persons who are great thinkers, they were expected. They have still some respect for India's great treasure house of this spiritual knowledge. But unfortunately, there is no arrangement for distributing this spiritual knowledge all over the world. Anyway, we are just making our teeny effort for spreading Krishna consciousness. What is this Krishna consciousness? This Krishna consciousness is nothing. It's simply a drop in the ocean of these great rivers. Just like the vast Atlantic Ocean in front of your country, and if you take one drop of Atlantic Ocean water and taste it, then you can understand at least what is the taste of the Atlantic Ocean. That is a fact. If you are intelligent enough, by tasting one drop of water of the Atlantic Ocean, you can understand that the taste of the Atlantic Ocean is salt. Similar, the Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all basic things. Just like milk is the essence of the blood. The milk is nothing. It is cow's blood. Stands for. Just like mother's milk. The mother's milk, what from it comes? It comes from the blood. But transformed in such a way that it becomes nutritious to the child, tasteful to the child. Similarly, cow's milk also a most nutritious and valuable food. So it is compared that this Bhagavad Gita is the milk of the cow of Vedic literature. And the milkman is Krishna himself, and the drinker of the milk is Vida. Arjuna, through Arjuna. These things are there. So, this Bhagavad Gita is the essence of the Atlantic Ocean of Vedic literature. And this Krishna consciousness movement means that we are presenting the taste of Bhagavad Gita to the world as it is, without any intermediation. Just like milk, if you get it directly from the milk bag of the cow and taste it, it's fine, very nice. But if you take it and adulterate it with something, water, then it's not so tasty. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, if you understand as it is, then you can have the taste of the milk. But as there are many rascal commentators, I think straightly that those who comment on Bhagavad Gita according to their own views, they are all rascal. Just like milk, if you adulterate with water, the taste is gone. And the man who adulterates milk with water is innocent. He's condemned. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, if you taste as it is, then you realize what is that Vedic knowledge, what is that essence of Brahma. So come. You can understand. Many people in America, since I came here, they asked me to recommend an edition of Bhagavad Gita in English. There are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita in your country. Some of them are compiled by your countrymen, some of them compiled by India. But all of them, different interpretations. But we should not accept Bhagavad Gita in different interpretations. We should accept Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then we can live. So, we shall very simply present our Bhagavad Gita as it is, which it has been taken by Mr. Patel and company to publish this, most probably in the month of October, it will be published. So, I can request you to read Bhagavad Gita as without any interpretation. Just like I'll give you some examples. The first half of Bhagavad Gita is stated as follows. Dharma Kshetri, Kuru Kshetri, Samavita, Vidushtava, Mamaka, Pandava, Shriva, Kimapu, Vata Sanya. The first word is Dharma Kshetra. The second word is Kuru Kshetra. Now, the meaning is that Kuru Kshetra is a place which is considered as the holy place of pilgrimage. Now this Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra is still present. Even in the modern days, if you go to India, it is about 100 miles from New Delhi. There is a place, Kuru Khetra, and it is, according to Hindu rites, Vedic rites, that is a place of pilgrimage. Many people go there to this sacred place. And in the Vedic literature it is stated that Kurukshetra is dhammam jagat. If you want to perform religious rites, then you should perform at Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra is a place of pilgrimage, that is a fact. But unfortunately, even a great man like Mahatma Gandhi, he comments that Kurukshetra means this body. Kurukshetra means this body. Now, where from this body is meaning, Kurukshetra means this body, which is that dictionary idea. But he has interpreted in that way. Similarly, in Dr. Radhakrishna's book also, the translation is, Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyajimana Namaskuru. My dear Arjuna, you just always think of me, you just become my devotee, you just offer your all obeisances unto me, and the result will be that you come to me without any doubt. That means you come to this spiritual planet. So, come to me. Krishna lives in Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan. These are the Vedic literature's statements. So, all go to Krishna. Krishna was there. Then what is meant by come to me? Undoubtedly. He was already there before Krishna. Arjuna was already there. What does it mean? Come to me. That he has got his own place. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Madhyama Bhaktya Punachyama Navistate. Anyone who comes to my place, my abode, he never goes back. So in this way, if we accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, but this special verse, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta, is interpreted by Dr. Radhakrishna. It is not up to Krishna that we have to say. But see, Krishna says directly unto me, but he says it is not for Krishna. In this way, in different books, you find different kinds of interpretation. Why? The Bhagavad Gita is a very popular book. And if one has got some nonsense idea, he wants to put forward that nonsense idea through Bhagavad Gita. This is point. But, if you want to test Bhagavad Gita, then you should accept as it is. Then you will get it. Then you will get the benefit. By reading of Bhagavad Gita, the essence, knowledge, quintessence of all Vedic literature, if you want to test, just read Bhagavad Gita as it is, and you will be benefited. So our Krishna consciousness movement means that we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is and in a practical sense. Just like we are recommending the members of the society to chant Hare Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtantam vam jatantas kadhiratrata. Those who are Mahatma, great souls, they are always engaged in glorifying me. Satatam. Satatam means always. And who is a Mahatma? We have got conception that Mahatma Gandhi is a great politician. He is called Mahatma. But in the Bhagavad Gita, the definition of Mahatma is different. In the Bhagavad Gita is fine. Mahatma Natsuman Pasa Devi Pratipimasrita. One who is Mahatma, he is not under the control of this material nature. He is under the protection of the spiritual nature. Devi Pratipimasrita. And what is the difference between a person under the spell of this material nature and one person under the protection of spiritual nature? And that is also stated here. That Mahatmanasuman Partha Devi Pratipimasrita Bhajanti Mamananda Manaso. The test whether a man is under the protection of under the punishment of this material nature or he is under the protection of spiritual nature is tested in this life. What is that? That Mahatma, who is under the protection of spiritual nature, his business is to render transcendental loving service to Krishna. Without any deviation. He has no other business than to glorify Krishna, and that is specifically mentioned, Satatam Kirtan Sammam Jatantas Tadhiramsita. These things are there. And the result is that ultimately, if you become Krishna conscious fully, then you become transferred from this material world to the spiritual world. That is also stated in the 8th Avenue, because of Sanskrit Kavivaram. So, if one dies, it is not for simply Krishna conscious man. It is true for everyone. But at the moment of his death, whatever he is thinking of, his next life is going to happen like that. So, if you practice this Krishna consciousness while you are strong enough, then naturally at the time of your death, when everything is of India, because at the time of death we do not know what is the condition of my health or my body. But therefore, if I practice, it is called Abhyasa Yoga. Abhyasa Yoga is the same as Sitasananda Gamaka. If one practices this yoga process of Krishna consciousness, then Paramahansa Purushartham, he can arrive the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Jagadjana Nivartan Pitadhana Paramahansa. If one goes to that place, he hasn't got to come back again to this miserable world. So, Krishna Mantra's movement is a perfect gift to the human society. Those who are fortunate enough, they get advantage of. It is not a fiction, and it is not a bogus propaganda. But it is upright of life. And out of many millions of perfected life, one can understand Krishna consciousness. So it is, in one side, it is very difficult to understand. But at the same time, it is very easy to prostitute this Krishna consciousness. And because it is very easy, because we are recommending that simply chant Hare Krishna, in get the greatest perfection. They cannot believe it. If I would have prescribed some gymnastic process, and if I would have charged $50 for some secret mantra, then your countrymen would have followed. Because it is presented very simply, although it is very sublime, we don't get any followers. Anyway, whatever, there is a proverb in Bengal that it is better to keep the cowshed vacant than to have a troublesome cow. Cow, of course, in your country, there is no system of cow keeping in India, as in every household, at least in the villages. They have got a cow, and not one, but at least one dozen articles. So, it is said that instead of keeping a troublesome cow, will not deliver any milk, it is better to keep the cow head better. So, we shall be satisfied. We are not after many followers, but we want that anyone who comes in contact in this movement may take this movement seriously, try to understand it with all scrutinization, and he'll find it is very sublime. And the best, simplest method for spiritual journey. Thank you. Any questions?
Now, when we use the word as according to God's nature, but if a person is also natural, we do not come to him.
There are two kinds of natural sequence. Just like this water is liquid. This is natural. But this water becomes a solid one. It becomes ice. That is also natural. So, this one is actual natural. Liquid is actual life. And to turn into ice, solid, that is temporary matter. So there are two kinds of matter. One kind of natural, just like we have got this body. This is also matter, but it is temporary matter. But we are eternal. And when you get a eternal existence, that is our realness. Is that all right? So we are not an artificial nature. Bhutya Pragiyati. We are getting our body and finishing. So we have to transform from this nature to the other nature, spiritual nature. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mahatmanasamankasa Vedi Prakriti Masa. Prakriti means nature. So those who are Mahatmas, great souls, they transfer themselves to the other nature, spiritual nature. So if you transfer yourself to the spiritual nature, that is your real nature. Now I am in the artificial or temporal nature. Not artificial, but temporal. I want to live eternal. I don't want death. But it is not possible because I have got the temporary nature. I was explaining this. The Dina Suddheta Satya, when your existential and position is purified, then it gets yours. And the whole process of chanting Hare Krishna is purifying process. Seta Dharpana Marjana. It is all purifying. Prabhupada is purification means now we have got so many designations. So, when we shall be free from all designations and simply understand that I am servant of Krishna, that is my message.
This is very important question. Is it clear?
Yes. I was thinking in terms of spiritual nature being removed.
Spiritual nature, I am actually spiritual nature, but I am now in materialist. So, I have to revise my position in the spiritual
when the person by following his temporary nature, realizes he can't find satisfaction in this journey into spiritual nature.
Yes, that dissatisfaction is always there. Just like if an animal or a living entity is put into the water, they have a smart swimmer, he may be, it is struggle. The water has that because that is not its natural position. The same man, if he is taken over the water, 1 inch over the water, he feels relief immediately. And if he is put into the land, then he perfectly relief. So therefore Lord Chaitanya offers his prayer to Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I am now fallen in this ocean of nishan. Kripaya sabapada pankajasthita bhuvishadishan vichinta. Kindly pick me up from this ocean of nishan and fix me as one of your dust of the lotus. So, that should be our prayer. That this Hare Krishna is also prayer. Hare means, O the energy of the Lord, and Krishna means, O the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please take me out of this ocean of nishan as fix me up in your eternal transcendental self. This is the prayer. Any other question? Anyway, we are maintaining this institution. Thanks to you. Also, the assembly is not as great as before. Our Indian brothers, they do not participate in this meeting. It is past 9, it does not have something. No other questions? This is mini question.
It's not quite finished yet. It will be much nicer if it's going to paint dress or not. We all know it with the mother. The temple area used to be the front part. The front part used to be the temple area.
Same. In this time, the only difficulty is this upstairs.
Yes.
That's those who are interested to come will not stand in it. Those who are not interested in any downside will not stand. Those who are after water, they find out water. They will believe they will live. But those who are not thirsty, water.
Sometimes only the initiated are here, but sometimes you have priests and sometimes six. Sometimes we have, for example, the last meeting we had about 200 people here.
Very nice, very nice. So let us do our duty. We have to satisfy Krishna. You could not get advantage of people. So, thank you.